This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will decide if former U.S. President Donald Trump can be prosecuted in his election interference case. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Lower courts have rejected Trump's novel claims that former presidents have absolute immunity for actions falling within their official job duties. An appeals panel here in Washington had ruled a federal judge was right to say that the case against Trump can proceed and he can be prosecuted for actions while in the White House and leading up to the Capitol riot. The high court justices are moving fast, saying they will hear arguments in late April and make a decision no later than the end of June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Aid groups this week have made their first deliveries of food in a month to northern Gaza, where the UN has warned of worsening starvation among hundreds of thousands of Palestinians amid Israel's ground operations. A convoy of 31 trucks carrying food entered northern Gaza on Wednesday. The Israeli military office that oversees Palestinian civilian affairs said, as of Sunday, the UN had been unable to deliver food to northern Gaza since January 23rd. According to the head of UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. A top European Union official is calling for a new defense industry strategy to respond to security challenges posed by Russia's war on Ukraine.
At the heart of this must be a simple principle. Europe must spend more, spend better, spend European.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday, Russia's invasion has exposed weaknesses in